This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves. We've got crazy to tell you about here tonight with a man shooting to death. Not to death. The cops are still alive. He tried to shoot to death. Police in Manchester, New Hampshire, early in the overnight hours, early this morning. Some of the liberty activists in the Rimmen Heights area of Manchester were awakened by gunfire. And the police then apparently locked down a neighborhood or several streets as they were looking for the suspect, who they apparently found at around 6:50, I think it was, in the morning. But then they continued for several hours after that to have their little shelter-in-place thing. Now, this is a term, the terminology that has sort of come out, at least into my consciousness or awareness, since the whole Boston bombing shutdown.
Yeah, that's where I heard it, too. But it's, curfew's a bad term, or lockdown.
Didn't they say shelter in place during Katrina?
I don't know. I'd have to go back.
I think that's the first time I ever heard it.
Oh, I'll take your word for it. So it's relatively new to me. It sort of has this Orwellian feel to it, shelter in place. I don't know why, but it just feels so controlling. And, of course, that's exactly what it is. It's the idea, at least, seems to be that when they call for this shelter in place, that you're not supposed to go outside of your house. But I find myself wondering about shelter in place. What is the legality around this? I understand that the police get out there and they say, all right, everybody, shelter in place.
Right, we're going to be going around whatever they want.
Right. And, we're going to be going checking house to house. We'll be searching your cars. And then at some arbitrary time, they will lift the shelter in place and then people can flit about and, you know, go to work or do whatever it is. And I guess there was supposedly exemptions being made for people going to work. But what if my work is to report on the police?
Well, you can do that behind this line 3 miles away, sir.
Yeah,
well, that's what I found out.
You've encountered that. They actually arrested you for trying to report on the police here in Keene, New Hampshire, at the scene of a suicidal man. In this case, we had an actual homicidal man, someone who was trying to shoot other people, who did apparently successfully shoot two police officers. The claim is that both officers are doing fine, even though one was shot in the neck. So it would seem relatively hard to be doing fine after being shot in the neck. But
well, you have a preconception as to what shot in the neck
could have just grazed him,
right.
I suppose. And so shelter in place.
You can believe if I had all those benefits that the coppers have and I got grazed in the neck, we're going to the hospital.
Yeah. What does it mean, though, to shelter in place? Is it a purely voluntary thing?
It's probably not. Like, I was thinking when they locked the college down and they were telling people, like, you can't go outside in the college. And then, like, a few of us were eating breakfast and we were like, okay, well, we appreciate the warning, but we're going to leave because we don't want to be here.
And we did leave.
Yeah, and they wouldn't even tell us why they had locked down the college. Like, I always...
But yeah, they're not used to giving explanations to people between the ages of 18 and 22, right? Like, those people aren't going to ask any questions. They've been told... They've been government schools for the
last
12 years. Of course, if somebody who's a little older says you're going to do something, they do it. But wasn't I there for that one? Didn't I walk out with you guys?
I don't recall that.
I feel like I was at this particular one. I could be wrong. But, I mean, yeah.
I don't recall
that. Moseyed right out.
Yeah, I remember, like, I don't know.
We talked about it on the air that night, so maybe it was such a good retelling that you felt like you were there.
It's not like I've never been there.
Yeah, and, you know, like, the thing, I always wondered, like, there's an incident here in Keene, too, where there's, like, a swatting downtown, and the police, like, they won't tell anyone the reason, but they're in body armor and, you know, running around with assault rifles.
Well, yeah, that one was interesting because in that case, and if you want to see more about that, just search Free Keene for swatting.
and the video will come up of what that scene was like. Because in that case, they weren't telling anyone to stay out. So they had heard that there was some guy with hostages in one of the downtown buildings in Central Square, right in the heart of downtown Keene, literally where everything happens as far as, you know, activism, right next to Central Square.
And in my case, they wouldn't tell me what was going on. Like, I had speculations on, like, what I thought was going on, but, like, to me, like, if you're going to argue, I guess, that the government is here for our safety, like, shouldn't they have to say, like, sir, there is a bomb here, not... You need to leave just because I say so. Like, okay.
Yeah, just give a little bit of information. I mean,
I probably would have left if I thought, like, it was truly dangerous.
Right. Or
I give an order, and you're going to obey it.
Or at least be, I'd be more cautious, right? I mean, because if the claim was that there was some madman with hostages up on the second or third floor of one of the apartment buildings in downtown Keene, then that would make sense why the police were hiding behind buildings, like concrete corners of buildings, pointing machine guns up at this particular building. Like, that's what they were doing, and then I'm standing there asking them, hey, you know, what's going on here? Why are you guys hiding like that? Yeah, why aren't you telling us?
I hate to criticize, like, the police tactics, but...
Why not?
You know, I was just sitting here thinking, like, because they're going to say, like, oh, like, you know, you're not trained in police work and blah, blah. But I was thinking, like, what would happen if they're pointing guns at a building and, like, a loud noise is heard, or maybe one of them pulls the trigger on accident.
Like, it'd be bad.
Is downtown Keene going to erupt into a war zone? Because that's what happened in Watertown.
There was a war zone in Watertown?
Well, the suspect, this is the Boston bombing, the guy was hiding in, like, a boat, and they claimed that a shot was fired. Now, when they reviewed the evidence, the guy didn't fire a shot. The police fired a shot, and then they basically fired, I don't know, hundreds, if not thousands, of rounds into the boat.
But they didn't hit him.
Yeah, they didn't hit him, which was the crazy thing. But they, you know, they shot up all kinds of, like, innocent people's houses. And, like, it's really dangerous to go out and start shooting a gun.
Absolutely.
Randomly, basically.
Well, it's like the shot heard around the world. No one has any idea who fired the first shot in the American Revolution. But once that first shot goes off, everybody else starts shooting. Turns out there's a 4-year war after that, and something happened that's never happened in the world since.
I guess, as a layman, I would say the police probably need to keep their weapons holstered until they're ready to use them. Like, unless they have an active threat that they're going to draw down on. Like today I saw, like, I wasn't there, but you know, seeing pictures of the police with assault rifles, like, pointing them in people's cars and stuff is not a good thing.
That's scary. That's the picture that that I got earlier from Carly Garrick's post. She made a post on her Facebook page about the experience of being locked down this morning, supposedly, in Manchester. She writes, "This morning, my Manchester neighborhood was locked down with a shelter-in-place warning as armed law enforcement officers roamed the streets, purportedly in search for a white man with long hair and a trench coat who shot two officers around 2 a.m., Both officers are in non-critical condition. One was shot in the calf. Haven't seen any reports about the other wound yet." She says she wishes them a speedy recovery. "Helicopters whirred overhead for hours. Cars were searched. Schools were closed. Blocks were closed down. There were reports that houses were being searched. I contacted my attorney to understand my Fourth Amendment rights should I be approached to have my house searched. I put my dog in her crate downstairs as a precautionary measure to ensure she didn't get shot if I refused unconstitutional entry to my home." Scary stuff.
There was a circumstance where they shot a dog in a crate.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't happen, obviously, but I'm just saying.
So, and I really appreciate where Carl is coming from with this, in that this is what I wanted to see happen in Watertown. After the Boston bombing, when the police were going around as militaristically as possible, wearing camouflage, driving Bearcats, holding machine guns, pointing guns at people's homes, and then going into the homes at gunpoint to search ostensibly for these, you know, suspected bombers. And we never heard of a single person refusing to consent to the search. We never saw a video of anyone refusing to consent to a search. And I would hope that if there were house-to-house searches going on in Manchester this morning, and again, that was just a rumor. When I mentioned it on a forum earlier on Facebook, someone said that they specifically searched one house, but that they had not been going house to house. But either way, it would have been nice, and if this ever happens again, hopefully it won't, but it certainly seems like it might, because they seem to jump to the shelter-in-place thing as quickly as they possibly can. Hopefully someone will stand up for their rights and say, no, you don't have the right to search this home. Now, of course, you could say, well, the police have exigent circumstances. They can use that excuse.
That's what they said in Watertown.
Yep. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. But do exigent circumstances require pointing guns at innocent motorists as you look through their car? It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America, and it gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us right now, we have Roger Veer on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of this year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose the objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000. Worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. That's $50,000 apiece. Learn more about it at bernie.freetalklive.com. Very exciting debate challenge there. bernie.freetalklive.com.
Share that on your social media. That way, Bernie Sanders can't duck it. Because he's already seen it, I'm sure, but he needs to see it about a million times.
So we're talking about the situation that we didn't actually have personal experience with this morning because we're out in Keene, New Hampshire, but out in Manchester, there were shots fired early this morning, apparently at two police officers by a man in a trench coat, a man in his early 30s, who has now been identified as Ian McPherson as the suspect. Is that name correct, James?
Yes.
Now, you did some digging, James, about Ian McPherson. In fact, you're writing up a piece for freekeen.com about it sort of during the breaks of Free Talk Live here tonight. And we're going to talk more about him. He has a 600-plus, close to 700-page, I don't know if you want to call this a manifesto. I mean, manifesto.
It's hard to find words to describe it.
Yeah.
It's a thing called Enemy Combatants in USA Witness Statement. Right. So maybe we could call it a witness statement.
And to summarize, which we can't really possibly do because you'd have to read all 600 pages in order to give an accurate summary of what it says, I did jump to the very end. And at the very end, it does mention that he believes he has an implant in his brain, that at some point several years ago that he was cut open and some kind of GPS tracking chip or brain control device or something like that was implanted there, and it's just a rambling jumble of 600 pages of nonsense. So we'll give you some.
Are you claiming you do not have a transmitter in your body?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, I see.
He claims
you're one of those people.
That in New Hampshire, he was illegally implanted with a silk BGI in a long-range wireless radio frequency transmitter / receiver.
So maybe
he's important. Important enough that the government would snatch him up, cut him open, and put a transmitter in him.
Well, maybe they did, Mark, so they could use him to attack the police and give the police a reason to create a more of a police state.
If they did that, he'd have shot the police in the face and not the leg.
Let's go to the Rebel Love Studios on the line from Manchester via Skype, actually right down there in the heart of the Rimmen Heights neighborhood. You guys were right in the middle of this today, right?
Holy shit. Well, I got here a little late, but Cody's been here.
This is pretty much what I've woken up to, Police State USA. And from everything that I've gathered, guys, this is nothing more than a martial law exercise. I don't know if this guy, I mean, ooh, I didn't even know about the manifesto. That makes it even crazier. And the implant stuff, like, who knows if there's mind control going on? I don't even want to go down that road. But at the very least, the government has taken advantage of this opportunity to bring out the AR-15s and the Bearcats and everything else. I don't see it as a coincidence that in Laconia, there was a completely separate incident where they brought out two Bearcats, another armored car, and they don't even say he necessarily shot at the cops. They brought out two Bearcats and a Humvee.
Wait. What happened in Laconia? Because all I know was earlier there was some sort of lockdown also. So Laconia is a different area of New Hampshire,
and
just so people...
Another whole area, and they had the same thing, this shelter-in-place order that was later lifted after the man was under arrest. The weird thing about Manchester, however, was that they reportedly arrested this guy at 6:55 in the morning.
Not even. So as you know, Ian, I was up very late last night till about 6 a.m. listening to the Manchester Police Scanner. And they actually arrested this guy, I want to say around 5:30. They caught him pretty early. So the fact that they were still going around, you know, showing off with their big toys and helicopters and Bearcats and whatnot, just ridiculous. There were rumors of home searches going on.
I don't know if those have been confirmed in any way, but even the mainstream media did say that they were shaking people down at checkpoints, that they had set up multiple checkpoints in the neighborhood in which you guys have a studio, and that they were stopping cars. You can see, if you go to freekeen.com, the picture that Carla posted was of men with machine gun-looking guns pointing them into the cab of a truck they were just sort of looking around. And
what I don't understand...
Why is that even necessary? I mean, look,
The mayor said that the city was safe. And yet they still get a police presence. So which one is it?
How do they make a shelter in place even work? If I woke up, if I had to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and that's certainly happened in my life, I would likely be getting up at 6:15, you know, getting into the shower, get out and get going. Hopefully I've had a chance to comb my hair. I haven't listened to the news. I wouldn't know that there's a shelter in place.
You just get stopped at a checkpoint. Yeah, and then what happened?
Get a gun pointed in your face early in the morning.
Right now, there is actually still a police presence. Renee and I took a walk down at the end of Dubuque Street, literally probably an hour ago. So they had an area that was taped off. There was police tape. Before you got there, there was a bunch of news media. You had Boston media, NH1, a whole bunch of people. So we decided to walk past that and see what was going on.
There were two police lines. The first line of police tape did not include the sidewalk. So I assumed that the sidewalk was open and that, you know, the media was just too cowardly to head down there, because I did also see some other pedestrians walking that way as well. So we decided to take a walk down there, and as we approached the second police line, you know, we're checking out the crime scene. I'm kind of piecing together what I heard on the scanner last night, and three cops approach us. They appear to be doing some sort of forensics on the area. Not exactly sure, but they start telling us to get lost, basically.
They told us that the area wasn't safe.
Yeah, so I said...
Even though the mayor had said hours ago that the area was...
And that's what I said. They were like, well, it doesn't matter. You guys need to leave. They said, it's not safe yet. It's not safe yet. So
we had three cops in front of us walking towards us.
And I turned around, and once the cops started yelling, at first they kind of, you know, just said, hey, what are you doing? And then, you know, sort of asked us, and then they started getting meaner and meaner, and they all started walking towards us.
This sounds familiar, James. Didn't they tell you the same thing before they arrested you, that, you know, you weren't in a safe place, basically, that you had come too close to the scene of a suicidal man, and they were only looking out for your best interests when they told you to get away from that scene a couple years ago here in Keene, New Hampshire? Then you were arrested because you didn't leave fast enough.
That's right. And one of the questions the jury had was, do the police have to tell you, like, why you're in danger? Do they have to, like, give you multiple warnings? And, like, none of that was resolved.
And what about your ability to decide for yourself, thank you for the warning, officer, I'll just go ahead and continue taking the risk of being here.
I tried that. It did not work very well.
Because I want to get this story. Now, you guys, if you want to stand by and continue to give us the scene on the ground there in Manchester, we'll continue here on Free Talk Live at 855-453.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells, because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London,
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The man who is accused of shooting police officers in Manchester, New Hampshire, has 700-plus page. There's multiple, manifestos, rambling screeds, whatever you want to call them, on his ScribD account. And he's been writing these at least for a couple of years between 2013 and 2014. We can give you crazy excerpts from them here because there's just so much content. It's, of course, impossible to take it all in. At one point here, he references one of the overnight kind of crazy kook radio hosts named Jeff Rentz. Longtime radio listeners may be familiar with this guy. He's sort of like an even crazier, kooky version of Art Bell. Now, Art Bell doesn't actually believe the things that are called about on his show.
Not necessarily.
But maybe Rentz does. I don't know. He's just a little bit more obscure. Anyway, this guy believes that Jeff Rentz may have been replaced by an imposter. And that's just a quick excerpt here. We'll give you some more from his crazy rambling Screed. And we'll also get back here to the Rebel Love Show, where they are calling us from the very neighborhood where the shootings occurred early this morning in Manchester, New Hampshire. We're going to continue with that. Also want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. You know, Freedom's Phoenix does a great job of keeping you up to date on all kinds of freedom-related issues over at freedomsphoenix.com. They keep you a give you the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. They have up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state, which is happening now. freedomsphoenix.com. You can go there and get their updates. As we go back to Renee and Cody are on the line. We didn't even really introduce them in the last segment. They just called in from the Rebel Love Show studios in downtown Manchester. Actually, it's the Rimmon Heights neighborhood. And they are now feeding my audio back to me, which is never a good thing. At least I think it's them. Yeah, it's them. So they're down there in the Rimmon Heights neighborhood. That's where all of this went down this morning, where apparently the police are still positioned.
What's the name of the neighborhood? Rimmon?
Rimmon, R-I-M-M-O-N.
Okay. What's a Rimmon?
It sounds like a dirty thing that you really can't talk about on the radio, Mark, but I don't think we should go into that. Cody and Renee, are you with us?
Yes.
Yep.
And right. I did just review the Facebook drama that was going on. There were a few of us who were listening live to the scanner, and it does say that 14 hours ago, which would have been about 5:30, the original post of "They just got the guy" was posted. And about 13 hours
this
ago,
morning. Okay.
Right. About 13 hours ago, I posted they are waiting to get the green light to clear out from command. I'm wondering who command is, because, you know, once I finally woke up around noon, I'd gotten some messages from Ross Matthias.
Thank you for your service.
Right? They were still circling around with the helicopters. So after I tuned out, you know, something changed from, all right, guys, we're going to clear out, to we're still going to circle around with a helicopter. I don't know if they were looking for a second suspect or what, but I mean, I heard all this action go down.
I don't think there's been any allegations about a second suspect.
Well, that's what I had heard. I heard that was their excuse for continuing the manhunt, was that they
heard helicopters until about 11:30 noontime.
Well, they apparently had set up checkpoints and were literally pointing guns at people as they were at these checkpoints, as they looked through their cabs. I mean, the picture that you see at freekeen.com shows what appear to be either Manchester or state police pointing machine guns into the cab of a truck, which is a clearly empty cab of a truck. I mean, there was a guy obviously sitting on the driver's side, presumably, but the portion of the cab that you can see, there's no one sitting there, and it's one of those short cabs where there's just the window right behind the front seats. There's no back area for somebody to be hiding in. Why are the cops pointing a gun inside this man's cab? Why is that even necessary?
Well, here's my question. Do any of you think that it's coincidental that this is happening just a little more than a day after that police beatdown that happened in Nashua?
Oh, here we go.
Is there some kind of connection? Is this a show of force?
Well, I think that's what the police would possibly be speculating. I mean, we did hear that they locked down a school and a portion of another area of New Hampshire today. That it was was it the Lakes region or Lebanon?
Laconia.
They locked down Laconia, and they used the same shelter-in-place thing later in the same day. And you could argue that, well, the police are on edge, you know, that something has happened, and so therefore they're more likely to jump to this shelter-in-place. Once one of their own has been shot, they're going to see bad guys everywhere, or they're going to feel like they're being attacked for, you know, even though nothing, I don't know what happened in Laconia. I haven't even followed that story. I just saw the headline earlier. Apparently they've taken someone else into custody there. But I can tell you, unless all of these people have chips in their brain for real, they're probably not related, because I can't imagine this guy, based on his 700-page manifesto here, actually has any friends who would go into any kind of plot with him to take over or attack police in different areas of New Hampshire. He just doesn't seem like a real leadership kind of guy.
Especially with how ridiculous this guy was. I mean, there were multiple rounds of gunfire exchanged. They would see him just walking up and down the street, just chilling in his black trench coat, and you know, an officer would approach and then get shot at. And then the last time they caught him, he was just walking down the street. He had some story about how he got robbed. And, you know, sure enough, he fit the description. They sent a message to the original couple officers who witnessed the first or second round of gunfire. And, you know, they had their guy. But he was just walking around, just chilling in the same outfit.
The dude's a maniac. I mean, yeah, he's not...
I want to know how the media is going to portray and spin this. I mean, clearly, if he has a manifesto, this is going to come out mainstream at some point, right?
So nobody's going to read it.
It's impossible.
Does he have like three of these manifestos, all well over, you know, several hundred pages?
He has a Scribd account.
If he's the type of guy who's listening to conspiracy radio, yeah, how is it going to be that they somehow connected this to the Free Staters and the Liberty Movement?
Well, he's not connected. I mean, if you look at his Facebook page, there's no...
They can connect him to the Free Staters all they want.
They're just going to see a crazy guy who's into crazy stuff. And they're going to say, well, it happened in this area of Manchester where there's a lot of Free Staters.
Not to change the subject here, but I do want to thank James real quickly for kind of, you know, showing me what's going to happen when you cross a police line in an active crime scene. Because, you know, once I turned around and saw that those... So there were three cops that we approached doing the forensics, and that was at the second police line. I turned around, and once I saw that the two other officers were approaching from the back, that's when we bailed because, you know, you learn the hard way, right, James?
Well, you got to make a decision, and, like, the decision, I think, is the footage important enough to be arrested for? Because every time you pull a camera and you start filming the police, you're taking that risk. So it's like if
and
I saw...
And, you know, we got what we needed to, exactly. So, I mean, you know, it was time to get out of there. There was no real action going on.
And that should be worth mentioning, by the way. We do have YouTube footage that will be posted at some point.
Yeah, once I figure out how to get the footage off my phone, I'm kind of computer illiterate.
Which I am shocked that no other Manchester activists have any video that I'm aware of.
There is video. Riaz is a cop blocker on the ground there in Manchester. He was out on the streets last night. Got quite a bit of raw kind of, you know, broadcast footage from Bambuser on his cell phone. So,
right, but one out of how many? This is literally the Porcupine Village up here.
Yeah.
They're libertarians. They didn't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Some of them should have still been awake.
One of them was.
So if it's the keen activist to come out here and start causing trouble, it's literally the second I get out. It didn't take me 5 minutes.
See,
to
Renee,
down.
You're ruining it for everybody. That's the thing.
I know. I'm a shock jock.
Yeah. Renee, you brought the keen with you, basically.
I know. I went full keen.
You can take the activist out of keen, but you can never take the keen out of the activist.
It's true. So we'll be talking about this more on our show on Anarchy After Dark, 10 p.m. You can catch us live on LRN.fm.
All right. That sounds good, guys. And, yeah, thanks. And, by the way, I sent that manifesto link to you on the RLS Studio group, so check that out when you get the chance. I'm sure there's some real juicy excerpts in there that we have yet to unearth. Thanks for the call here tonight from the Rebel Love Show Studios, Anarchy After Dark on LRN.fm tonight at 10.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a apparently very crazy man. Either that, or they really did implant a chip into his brain, and they made him shoot the police. He is Ian McPherson, and that is the man who's alleged to have shot two Manchester, New Hampshire police officers early this morning at around 2 a.m. The manhunt continued for a few hours until they finally arrested him, apparently without much incident. I don't think there was any kind of gunfight during the arrest.
I think it's interesting. I would have expected over in Manchester, and what you usually see in the circumstances where police are shot is that they basically kill the guy.
Usually you do see that. So I guess they use a lot of restraint in this particular case.
And Manchester police, from what I can tell, are not known for that.
Using restraint?
Yeah.
There's a Scribd account. Scribd is a website that allows you to, I guess, store documents and share them with people. They require you have a membership of some sort in order to download the things that you look at, but you can look at them for no cost. And, James, you found a link to these, or multiple links to these, on Ian McPherson's Facebook page, which for right now is still online, and I suspect Facebook will likely take his account offline. So to anyone who's investigating this guy, you may want to go ahead and save a copy of his Facebook page just in case it is taken down, and as well as some of these manifestos, if that's what you want to call these hundreds of pages long rambling screeds, all named basically the same thing. And I don't know if they're just different versions of the same document. It does kind of look like that might be the case here.
You know, this kind of reminds me of a while back. There's a guy, I think he tried to run into the White House to warn Obama of the aliens.
Something.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And he had a really...
It doesn't matter what he
has to... A really trippy manifesto.
What he has to warn him about. Like, the first part of the sentence made it pretty clear he was crazy. He ran into the White House to warn Obama about... Like, whatever it is, Obama probably already knows, right? Like, he's already got it handled.
Well, these aliens supposedly were humiliating the guy and...
Wait a minute, aliens...
Yeah, well,
they tell me the guy in the Obama.
Yeah, the Obama one.
At this point, we don't know that aliens might be the ones putting the transmitters in this dude.
I'm going to search for aliens here because it's really the only way to get anything out of this manifesto. 700 pages.
Right, it's 700 pages.
I couldn't even imagine, like.
Then search Grays.
It's hard enough to write, like 10 pages. I mean.
Search Nephilim.
Apparently, there's only one result for the word aliens in the document. It comes in about page 702. Oh, no, excuse me. There's more than one. Why is it only showing me one result? I take it back. So he mentions just on the same page, there's two mentions, reptile aliens as well as men from the stars, which he calls space aliens. Now, this is in a section called Metaphoric Ciphers of Italian Axis Cells, whatever that means.
Yeah, he
can you run it by me again?
You mean there's also something in here about Nazi UFOs?
Nazi UFOs.
As well, so maybe I should search for UFOs.
He's a Captain America fan, I can tell you that.
What, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, I think we're getting down to the bottom of the truth here. I mean, if we read this manifesto, we'll obviously find the
You'll be enlightened. I don't know. You know, I do love giving crazy excerpts from these manifestos. And I guess the best way to do it is to just jump right in from the beginning, and I'll give you some idea of what this guy is trying to say, which is almost completely indecipherable. But you know, just to put it out there, he gives his social security number, by the way, right at the very beginning of this document. He is saying this was titled on December 18th of 2013. If you are not going to read this, please pass this on. This is all in caps. This is an extreme emergency. If you are multilingual or know somebody who is, please translate this and mail this to police, military, Federal Communications Commission, and investigations departments of nations friendly to USA, Canada, and Mexico. Now he's back in regular non-caps. As well as the World Health Organization, USA Department of Defense employees, USA police departments, and USA Federal Investigations departments. For the safety of the community, please copy this witness statement and send a copy to a member of your community. So that is what he's calling this, is a witness statement. Enemy combatants in the USA, he says. Witness statement, now and back into all caps. Witness statement concerning enemy combatants in USA and Canada. Bird dog espionage, sex trafficking of children, and pornographing of children. Possible plans to detonate nuclear weapons in the United States of America. Violations of the Geneva Convention on North American soil. Violations of Federal Communications Commission laws. War crime, sex trafficking. War crime, sex trafficking of children. Terrorism. Sleeper agents embedded within law enforcement and investigations.
So just a bunch of really crazy claims.
Apparently, this man has been a witness to a lot of things.
He's seen some stuff, man. He's seen some stuff.
Sleeper agents embedded within the Department of Defense.
Now he's seeing the inside of a cell, and the cops don't want to hear anything about it.
An international covert genocidal faction. Theft of DARPA-funded research. Plans to exterminate the Abenaki race.
How the heck does he know that DARPA... Hold on a second. This moron thinks that A, he knows about DARPA's stolen DARPA information, and B, he's got the inside scoop on the Abenaki Indian wipeout. I mean, you are really... you're traveling in some circles if you have both of those pieces of information.
Plans to exterminate the founding race of the USA, psych warfare agents on USA soil, cyber stalking, cyber terrorism, human vivisection, abduction of minors, cruel and unusual torture of civilians, war crimes, identity theft, military-grade firearms trafficking, improvised weapons used for terrorism, sex trafficking, war rape, viral warfare, hasn't he mentioned sex trafficking like three times?
He's all about that sex trafficking.
Serial killings, crimes against humanity committed upon minors and adults, sex offenses committed upon minors and adults, a genocidal terrorist threat to the British monarchy, a conspiracy to frame the Saudi Arabian royal family for war crimes which they did not commit, Italian connections to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda on American soil, possible preemptive actions...
Italian connections to the Taliban on American soil, all right.
Possible preemptive actions in expectation of a third world war, Italian Axis faction currently planning to overthrow, we're on page two now, USA government entirely, Axis sleeper cell activation doomsday genocidal assault on North America... Wow.
This isn't going to get any saner, dude.
And RICO, organized crime violations in the USA and Canada. And then he goes out of all caps and into section number one.
How's his grammar?
Well, that hasn't really been much of a sentence, I guess, so far.
No, I meant after that. You said he's gone out of all caps. The title's over. That was the title. Some long, rambling, one-page title. But, I mean, if you're going to...
Yeah, you're right. That was the title.
If you have a 700-page manifesto, you might as well have a one-page title.
Title.
It's not like anybody's going to read the thing anyway.
Section 1. This witness statement and testimonial regards enemy combatants on American and Canadian soil. These enemy combatants are using duplicated identification credentials. Now, he is using all capital letters in the first letter of these words. So, now back to...
Every word is capitalized?
Just some of the words, not all of them. Sometimes okay. He's just doing normal
letters. Jeffersonian capitalization? Just throw it in there whenever he feels like it?
It looks like that. Yeah. Duplicated identification credentials, that's capitalized. Obtained from Department of Motor Vehicles, as well as hospitals, and from dead genocide victims whom they have killed, hiding their identities by assuming the identities of Americans. Currently, there is a covert genocide occurring in the northeast of the U.S., the faction, which is where he lives. The faction.
I hate the idea that somebody's just tuned into this show, and they hear you reading rambling screed, and they think it has something to do with Free Talk Live. This is the manifesto of some nut job that is sitting in a jail cell in Manchester, New Hampshire, that shot two cops today. And at this point, I have no sympathy for him. I'm sorry, but crazy people... really upset me, and when I just hear this stuff,
they
are
entertaining.
You're entertained. I'm not. I'm annoyed.
You can feel sorry that he's obviously having mental.
It's terrible
issues, right?
And he's been having them for years, apparently.
Like long enough to put together a 700-page manifesto, one of three.
Like when you 15. Say you have no sympathy for him, I think you're like you still probably think he should obviously be punished for what he did, but
I just enter into an once somebody shows themselves to be this crazy, I enter into an area of I just don't care. I just don't. I don't know what to do with them because I don't feel like I'm at that. I'm not protecting human sanity by protecting them at this point. So I don't know. I guess. I'm just not sympathetic.
We wondered what he meant when you had read earlier, James, that he had a BCI device implanted in him. Mm-hmm. He believes that this device is in his head. Apparently, BCI stands for Brain Computer Interface. On page 13 of his manifesto here, it says, during the year 1999, an article was printed in a science magazine about a rat that was neurosurgically grafted with a brain-computer interface. The brain-computer interface was used in conjunction with neuroscience software and was used to pilot the rat to move like a remote-control robot. This sounds like a pretty cool experiment. I wonder if he's actually talking about something that really happened. I know I had seen something in a documentary somewhere about some sort of attachment that they gave a rat, and they allowed this rat to, like, play a video game with its brain waves.
Huh.
So, I mean, there's definitely some weird stuff and some pretty neat scientific advancements going on out there.
What kind of video games do rats prefer?
It was like a jet fighter game or something that it controlled.
What did the rat think about that?
I don't know. I don't know if it just kept crashing the jet or what. It was just
could it pull a Jaeger?
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've got a favorite part of the manifesto, we'll put it up on our Facebook page, and you can share that with us. It's only...
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need.
The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bispa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.